Hey there, Patty Dominguez here with episode 95 of the Positioning to Profit podcast. How are you? How you doing? So hopefully I'm catching you out and about enjoying the outdoors. The weather is finally changing and I'm super excited about it. Today is a solo show. It is episode 95. I don't know if I mentioned that already, but it is going to be a good one because I was giving some thought, had a really great conversation. As you know, I always bring in these conversations that I have with my clients, and this had to do with an offer that she had and why it wasn't connecting the dots. And as you know, I'm very bullish on positioning. And one of the things that is really important is understanding the dynamics of how people buy. Right? Why is it that they're buying? And so there's a really famous quote from Zig Ziglar. A lot of us use it, but he is owed the credit, is that people buy an emotion and they justify with logic. So really the theme of today's podcast, solo show, is really getting an understanding of how that works and why it is a really good play to really focus on the emotional drivers and emotional triggers of how to connect the dots for your premium prospect so they're engaging with you at a more profound level. Because I have personally been guilty of, you know, maybe it was from my corporate speak days where I would try to over-intellectualize something and quickly realize that, nah, it wasn't working. That doesn't resonate. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. All right, before we get started, don't forget that if you are looking for some positioning direction, some positioning help, you most definitely should check out the positioningquiz.com. It's a really great way to just kind of understand the positioning essentials. It gives you a free report, and there's also some additional information there to help you with your positioning. A really great way to get the wheels turning on what could be missing in your marketing, especially if you're just kind of shooting in the dark, spraying and praying kind of marketing. Yeah, let me save you there and let you know that please don't do that. You're going to be wasting time and money. And instead, you can start with positioningquiz.com for the start of that positioning journey. Okay, and with that, let's get on with the show. Here we go. Hey there, I'm Patty Dominguez. You're about to discover what it means to position your brand and your business to stand out. This show explores the stories of small business owners just like you who are bringing their message out to the world and impacting their tribe. So if you want to take your business to a category of one status, then hang with me because this podcast shares everything you need to know about how to be more prolific with your brand so that you can have more profits. All right, all right. Thank you so much for being here. It is episode 95. I'm excited that we're getting closer to the magical 100 episode. And actually, my team was asking me, they're like, hey, are we going to do anything for the 100th episode? So I'm kind of ruminating on that. And I'm thinking I'm going to do some clips and some things and some fun. So watch out for that. That'll be super fun. Just to kind of go through the whole journey of what I created or what I intended to create from the podcast. I really love podcasting, so that's definitely my vehicle. So with that, I wanted to share, I was thinking as I go out for my walks and just having conversations with clients around, right, how to have these conversations, where it is they get stuck in their marketing. And I had quoted the ever amazing Zig Ziglar, where the famous quote of, you know, people buy with emotion and they justify with logic. And when you really understand the power of that, you won't struggle to find how to create a persuasive connection with your premium prospect. Now, this is taking into account what I always call the premium prospect. You may have heard of this as your ideal customer avatar, etc. And why I like to call it a premium prospect is because this is where the work comes in. The work that a whole lot of people are not necessarily willing to do. Anybody that has been through my Positioning to Profit program understands like the importance, the absolute importance of understanding your premium prospect profoundly, doing the market research, having a clear understanding of their pain points, what are their fears, what are their emotional ties, like what is it that they want, what is their aspirational like what is it that they're seeking in life that they're missing, that they don't have. There's a lot of power when you understand that the market research is where the game is won. And so in that process, you can really also connect the dots when it comes to the emotions, right? The emotional triggers. Because just to give you an example, every decision we make involves some kind of an emotion, right? Including the subconscious ones. And so understanding these triggers of these emotions, it can really go a long way. Now, I really didn't get an understanding of that subconscious connection until, you know, I really did extensive work with my mentor, with Jim Fortin. I had always heard of these things, but just paying proper homage to Eugene Schwartz, he said to focus on their hopes, their fears, and their desires. But when I connected the dots there with the way that Jim Fortin teaches subconscious connections, et cetera, and I'm paraphrasing on the connection side of it, it's really important to, at the end of the day, understand how the emotional triggers are the ones that are going to be the great connectors for your marketing. And I'm just going to share some of these examples of why people buy. Right? What is it that drives them to buy? What is it that you can do in your marketing and your messaging so that there is a match? If you're understanding what your premium prospect is really looking for, that is going to meet that subconscious underlying emotion. And so that's really what I want to focus on for this show today, because I think there's I know there's so much power here. So let me give you some examples. The first one is fear, right? If you've ever heard of FOMO, fear of missing out, it is real and it moves people, okay? Because I'm sure that you can agree that fear is a powerful emotion. People will do whatever they can to avoid fear. So whether it's the fear of missing out or the fear of losing something, it can be a very powerful driver for them. It could really produce these reactions that overrides the logic in things, right? Because they're like, oh my gosh, I have a fear of missing out. I can't miss out. I have to get this. Or, oh my gosh, the fear of loss or the fear of missing out, say, on some kind of an event or some kind of a thing or a purchase that they can make. That's a big driver. So this really makes it easy to take advantage of that emotion if you know how to play that right. Right? When you can pull on the fear strings, people will move. People will move because it is something that fear, they want to get away from fear. They want to not experience any fear if you're looking at fear in that context. And then again, the fear of missing out is a real fear as well. It's a fear, or it's an emotion, I should say, that drives people to make a move, right? So this is a very powerful trigger. Another one that is really a driver for people to move is time. Really, when you can put into context, so for example, if you have, I'll never forget, I bought this chopper thing from, I think it was Pampered Chef, and I had to have it. And I think I paid something like $50 for it. And it was this chopping tool where you can put an onion and you chop, 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 chop. And I was like, oh yeah, it's going to save you so much time. It's going to save you so much time. And I remember the woman that was giving the presentation, she said, yeah, you just put an onion in there and you can put all your vegetables. And then she painted a picture, which was really smart because she said, and all this is going to make your cooking that much easier so that you can get that plate of food to the table and start connecting with your kids. Time is so precious, isn't it? I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, yes, it's exactly what I want. She painted a picture in such a vivid way that I needed to get this $50 chopper. Ask me how many times I use it. Not as many as I thought in the moment, because I guess I had a fear of missing out as well, right? So the FOMO was creeping in. But the time thing was really a big driver for that. I'm like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Instead of like whipping out the knife and doing all these things to chop, I can use a chopper. So she happened to use it in the right context in that moment. And that was really powerful. Another driver is the whole element of instant gratification. There was something that came up on one of the calls that I had. It's a like a mastermind that I'm in. And really, we exchange these ideas around having this instant gratification and how people really see that as pretty much the norm in today's world. It's like we've grown so accustomed to instant gratification, especially living in this microwave society. I mean, think about it. I remember Blockbuster, when the Blockbusters existed, and we would go to the Blockbuster store to get our movie for movie night, and they'd be like, oh, sorry, it's out, and this, that, like, that whole thing is gone, because nowadays you could just go over to your Apple TV and order that movie right now and start playing it right now. So there's no need to move or wait or doing any of these things, because everything is sold so instantly, and it really meets that emotional trigger. Like, yeah, I want that song right now, so let me go ahead and get it, or that movie that I have to have immediately. So that instant gratification, it really serves and satiates that trigger. And instant gratification is, if you can give if you could sell something to someone, make sure that they get access instantly. I know I have been on the receiving end of, if somebody joins Prolific Cafe, which, by the way, is the best membership ever, prolificcafe.com. You can see that, like, in some instances, the email trigger, the purchase goes through, email is triggered right away. And in some instances, we've gotten an email say, hey, I don't have my email yet. I'm like, oh, when did you order? And we look, and they ordered like literally a minute ago, because we want that instant gratification. If I've invested in something, I want to jump in right away. So that is very much a big emotional trigger. Okay. Another emotional trigger is the feeling of guilt. Guilt. Oh, gosh. I have been through the mom guilt. That's a big one, a really powerful one. Guilt is experienced by everyone. I don't know if it's just mom guilt, but a lot of us feel it every single time. Whether it's, for example, I remember splurging on these pictures that I would get of the kids, and they would get me every time. I think it was the picture people. They would be like, oh, and you can get this set, and you can get it on a mug, and you can get on the rug, and you can get on the wall. And I was like, oh my God, give me everything. That was a big one. And also, if, say, for example, I remember when I joined Weight Watchers and I bought the entire thing when it came to the points calculator and the books, and I had to get this and I had to get that. And it's like, if you have, or if you don't have that, the guilt comes in of like, ugh, I should have gotten it. You know, I didn't get the results that I was looking for because I didn't buy those snack bars from Weight Watchers that are basically snack bars like any other ways, but they really kind of build in the guilt of like, that's too many points, you know, right? When you can get it this way. So that was a big driver. And I remember I'd give in and I'd cave, and I'm like, oh, well, I need this, because I had this fear that if I didn't, I feel guilty because I was kind of sabotaging in a way the results that I could have gotten on Weight Watchers, or the pictures that I didn't get that I could have gotten. So they take these 8 poses and you can pick 4, but then if you want the other 4, they're just going to be pitched. And I'm like, oh, what? They'll be gone forever. Okay, I'll take those 2, right? The guilt of loss, the guilt of not moving on something is a very powerful motivator as well. And lastly, I just to share another one is the feeling, or the trigger of being a part of something, really being a part of something. That's why community, I think, is such a big driver, is the belongingness is something very powerful, right? We have a strong desire to belong. I think Tony Robbins talks about it being, love, and the other one being contribution. Like, when you're in contribution to something, you belong. And so we may invest in something just to feel accepted, or we may join a gym, let's say, to make new friends. I mean, it's human nature, the need to belong. The need to belong is extremely strong and a big driver. So feeling a sense of belonging is so important. It's food for the soul. Right. And so the positive effects to get you all warm and those feelings of belongingness, of love and acceptance. and having that social aspect, the community aspect, and more. So this is a very powerful emotional driver for why people would invest in a program or service. The need to belong. So if you can incorporate that or highlight that as part of your marketing, super powerful. So with that, I just wanted to share some of these emotional triggers that I had jotted down for my clients. And now I'm sharing these with you to get the wheels turning on what you can do in your marketing to create those emotional connectors. Because again, as Zig Ziglar said, people buy an emotion and then they justify with logic. Then they justify based on the things that help close the deal, to help close that connection from that logical mind. So I hope this was of value to you. Let me know if you are incorporating these emotional triggers in your marketing, and of course, how we can help you. Prolificcafe.com for the membership for women only, where you can establish your category of one and make the competition irrelevant. All right, we'll catch you on the next episode. Of course, tag me on social. I love those tags, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Thank you so much for checking out the Positioning to Profit podcast. If you haven't already done so, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any new episodes. And also, it would mean the world to me if you would take a quick moment to leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or your favorite podcast player. It really helps to get the word out about the podcast and, of course, the featured guests. And lastly, please make sure to connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm on all of them. And use hashtag positioning to profit so that I can search you out and connect that way too. All right. Thanks so much. See you next time.